Joining us as he does most weeks live from Boston is WCAI Statehouse reporter Mike Dean. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Catherine.
Well, Mike, it was a big week in politics with the state primary, some upsets and some not so upsets. That's setting us up for a campaign season that will culminate in November's election. So let's first start with some upsets. It was a big night for Ayanna Pressley and her supporters. She won her primary to become the first Black woman to be representing Massachusetts in Congress, not our district here on the Cape Coast and Islands, but certainly a highly watched race here and nationwide.
Yes, Pressley's win definitely made national news, part of a trend of younger progressives and women, candidates of color, knocking off incumbent Democrats to kind of take seats and take Congress in the direction they kind of want to see. This was seen as a very tight race. It was seen at first as a long shot candidacy. Then it got tighter throughout the weeks of the election. The last poll really still had Capuano up by quite a bit, Congressman Capuano. And then at the end, Pressley won by double digits. So it definitely closed in her favor later on. So it really went from upset to huge upset when we finally saw the margin that she won by.
Yeah, and amazing. And of course, there's a viral video of her reacting to hearing the news. I mean, even she herself, I think, was stunned and actually had to take a little time out to deal with some, I think, exhaustion issues just from the pace of her campaigning leading up to the primary.
Yeah, there's a lot of, she's a very personable candidate. She's a very in-touch politician in a lot of those ways. I think that definitely helped her during the campaign, that helped her convince people and introduce the district to her. You have to remember that she's an at-large Boston city councilor. However, this district goes into Somerville, Cambridge, all the way down to Randolph in other parts of the state. So she had a lot of work to do, and she seemed to have convinced people that she was the one.
Two other candidates who had leadership positions in the House were ousted, which was, I think, kind of a surprise, and the Boston Globe calling it part of this insurgence here in Massachusetts. One of them, House and Ways Means Chairman Jeff Sanchez. What happened there?
Well, simply put, he got beat. He got outpaced on the campaign trail. One of the hazards of being a top leader on Beacon Hill is that you have lots of responsibilities. And Sanchez probably had the hardest job on Beacon Hill as that House Ways and Means chairman. If you remember, the budget didn't get passed until way later, almost a month after it was supposed to be. That held him up. It held up a lot of his supporters. He wasn't able to get onto the campaign trail. And on the contents of that budget that emerged from the House was far more conservative than a lot of progressives in that district wanted it to be. It didn't take up sanctuary state legislation. And later on, the House didn't fund education, K-12 schools, the way that progressives had wanted to. These were kind of sticking points that his challenger, Nico Alejandro, used to convince people that Sanchez was no longer representing the best interests of the district.
Wow.
He'd been in office for 14 years.
Yeah, I was just going to say he was a long-term leader. And so it just, I guess it really is part of this kind of maybe a new way of looking at politics where, yep, you've served us for a long time, but we're not happy with you. Out you go. That's democracy for you, huh?
Precisely.
A write-in candidate will fill in former Senator and State President Stan Rosenberg's seat. Why a write-in?
Well, this was an interesting race. Chelsea Klein had been planning to challenge Rosenberg in the Democratic primary before he resigned. When he resigned, she was the only Democrat on that ballot, but it became a very viable open seat to a lot of other people. So now, all of a sudden, you had a bunch of candidates out there in this Amherst, Northampton-based district looking at an open seat, but they couldn't get on the Democratic ballot. There was a huge race for write-ins, and it looked like Joe Cummington won this race because she is really connected in very well with things like MoveOn.org and different organizations. She's very well connected both in Western Mass and in the establishment on Beacon Hill, and pulled off the write-in victory.
Wow. Well, a lot of interesting things coming out of this primary, setting us up for what's going to be, I'm sure, kind of news-filled election season with the election on November 6th. And I'm sure we'll be talking about quite a bit of it, Mike. Mike Dean, WCAI Statehouse reporter. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
You too.